You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about new movies. What do we have, one or two?
We have three.
Three?
Yes. The first one is the big English elephant in the room, Queen.
The big English elephant in the room.
When I always tell people, do you remember, other than Disney songs and nursery rhymes, what is like the first rock and roll act or band you remember as a child? Mine was Queen.
Really?
Yeah, growing up on Boulder Highway, going to elementary school over there, George E. Harris, we used to go into the Pizza Hut on Boulder Highway there, my friends and I, like this is like third or fourth grade, and we discovered, you know, Killer Queen, and on the flip side was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow.
And we just, and we didn't understand the song, but when they were like, Bushmilla, you know, we were sitting there and just kept putting quarters in.
Bushmilla.
You hear that thing over and over and over. So when they finally announced the biopic of it, I was really excited. Now, as a Queen fan watching the movie, Rami Malek is Freddie Mercury. Unbelievable how he just channels him. This is the role made of a lifetime for an actor. This is it.
Right.
Teeth are a little distracting, but if you know Freddie Mercury, that's how he looked.
Yeah.
You know, so you just got to, if people that understand that have to get used to that.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, I know the critics are really trashing this movie, but you know what? It's unwarranted because, you know, sometimes it's slow in parts, but it's worth it just to see that last 15 minutes at Wembley Stadium for the Live Aid. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
I remember watching that when it happened. So overall, as a Queen fan, I liked it a lot. The second film we have today is a real nightmare of a film called Disney's Nutcracker and the Four Realms. This is one of the worst films I've seen.
You said a mouthful right there.
Yeah, I know. This is one of the worst films I've seen this year. I hated this film so much, and I'm just going to preface that. As I explain this, girls goes into this realm of like a Narnia kind of world where these different realms are at war with each other, and Helen Mirren plays Mother Ginger. I know, I can't even explain this movie. You know, it's based on the Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. So you have the 10 soldiers. I don't know how to explain this movie.
It's just awful.
It's just awful. I don't know.
Okay. And Helen
it's
Mirren
a
is
mess.
In it. I hate to
it's
hear
just, you
that.
Know, kids are going to be bored. I was bored. Disney has a bomb on their hands.
Wow.
If you want more info, just go to my website for a detailed, hateful review.
All right.
This one.
Number three.
Number three is one amazing film with Timothy Chalamet and Steve Carell called Beautiful Boy, based on the true story of David Schiff and his son going through drug addiction. So it's a real hard film to watch. If you know anyone who's gone through drug addiction, if you know a family member or a friend who's lied, cheated, steal, this movie is going to really hit home with you. Unbelievable performances, and it's one of my favorite films of the year. Beautiful Boy, don't miss it.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.